Haley is in a very rare situation. This is very, very unique, and she needs your advice because she doesn't know what to do, right?
Yeah, super rare. I'm pretty sure I'm probably like one in a million to have this happen to them, and I really don't know what to do.
Oh, well, we want to know what it is.
All right, I'll come out and say it, I guess. I'm the maid of honor at my best friend's wedding, and I have slept with both the bride and the groom, and neither of them know about it.
Oh,
okay. Well, that's new.
This is a one in a million situation, I think.
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, it's awkward and everything, and I don't know.
Okay, well, tell us about the guy. Let's start with the groom first. How did that happen?
Okay, yeah. So I knew Travis before he met Tanya. You know, we weren't dating or anything serious. It was more or less like a booty call type of thing. You know, we hooked up a couple of times, and then he kind of just ghosted me, which at the time, you know, it was fine by me. But then, like, a year or so later, he reappeared as my best friend's boyfriend.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah, and I had told him, I was like, okay, just keep quiet, you know, don't let her know. And neither one of us has said anything since.
Okay, so you're not really hanging out with Tanya and Travis as a couple. It's just you and your girl. And
yeah, it's a really tricky situation because here's the thing also. Travis doesn't know that I've fooled around with Tanya either.
Oh. Was that a relationship or just strictly booty call fooling around stuff too?
Yeah, no, that was nothing serious either. That was kind of just like both of us were, you know, dipping our toes in the lady pond, kind of testing boundaries and everything.
Experimenting.
Right. Found out since then, you know, my boundaries kind of been expanded. I'm more open and comfortable with it than I thought. But it's kind of tricky now because Tanya has asked me to be her maid of honor. And part of me feels like I have a moral obligation to inform her of my past relationship with Travis.
As her maid of honor, you feel that. You didn't feel that moral obligation when they were dating? I mean, I think the ship has sailed.
Yeah.
You know, what is she going to do? Call off the wedding? Oh, you slept with my best friend? Well, great.
No, but you could be to something borrowed in this whole situation.
But here's the problem. So they have both spoken to me privately, asking to keep our past relationship a secret, and they've each approached me for one more fun night before they get married.
They not just one, but the other. They both came up and said they want a fun night again?
What did Tanya say to you?
Tanya said that she wanted one last fun night before she becomes a married woman. And I don't know. I told her I was like, I got to think about that. But then Travis texted me the same thing. And he said that, you know, he's like, oh, well, we've done it before. And it was strictly platonic with no emotion. So that's not cheating. He just wants one more fun night as a single guy. And he wants to spend it with me. And I don't know. At first, I was concerned with the cheating, but they're both willing to cheat on each other with me. So that's why I'm confused, and I don't know how to handle it.
Does this not just give you a giant pat on the back, by the way? Bravo. Well done.
Yeah, but you're missing the point here.
I'm sorry. I got distracted.
No, I think the point is Haley is hot to trot.
Haley's hot to trot, and they both want a little dip in the pool.
What does one do?
Well, good question. That's why I need help.
Yeah, thanks, Des. I mean, jeez.
I mean,
she's like, hi, I'm on the phone. Hello, obvious.
I'm just calling to get some help.
Okay, so I guess the first question is, are you interested?
I mean, how do you move forward as the maid of honor, having slept with both of them, and still go forward and have a conscience about that?
I don't know. So do you say anything at all? Do you just say, no, I don't think that would be appropriate,
right,
leading up to your wedding as your maid of honor. So, no, I will not sleep with either one of you. Do you come clean and say, hey, I've slept with both of you. You've both asked to sleep with me. Why don't we just make this a threesome and call it a day?
Oh, my. Okay. My mind did not go there.
I mean, there's that. Clearly, they're all interested in each other.
I just think the thing to do is always make sure the bride's happy on that day.
Oh, God. So, or you just leave the past in the past.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you just look forward and say, you know what? That's in the past. Let's leave it there. And congratulations on your nuptials.
Nice butt.
Let's not rule anything out here. I mean, we have to keep all avenues open.
Okay. You're not involved in this in any way, shape, or form, Crisco.
I'm helping out, okay? I'm here to help out the team.
Who do we love? How many times do we love them?
Oh, God.
Or do we list them? Love them or list them? Let's get calls. I can't wait to hear what people have to say about this. You're right. This is one in a million, Haley. One in a million.
Yep.
Yeah, you sound so excited. So what do we do on love them or list them? Do we encourage Haley to reconnect with her exes?
Jeez.
Do we say, no, we're not going to open that can of worms? What do you do? Some of the texts are saying, it sounds like they're testing her. It's like they're in on it. The married, the engaged couple are in on it. Hey, let's both ask Haley to see what she would do. Let's both ask her, since we've got a past with her. Let's test her to see what she'd do.
You think they've talked about it? Like, yeah, I've done this. Oh, I've done this too.
Well, I mean, don't you?
No.
Don't you talk about that as a couple? I mean, wouldn't it be a little bit strange?
Well, didn't she say that the guy and her decided they weren't going to say anything? Maybe he changed his mind.
Okay, so let's go to Samantha first. Do you love him, or do you just list it all and stay far, far away from all of this, Samantha?
Oh, I say love it, and I say just tell them both and have a threesome and get it over with.
Jeez.
Well, that's a way to handle it.
Oh, Samantha, that is so funny. Oh, my gosh. Just go for it, then. See if they're down with it. Can you imagine if neither one of them knew, though? Wait a minute. What? You? No, you? You slept with her? What?
And how mad they would be. Yeah, absolutely. They'd be like, you son of a bee.
Yeah. Okay, so it's a love, a big love from Samantha. Sarah, do we love or list this? Hey, Sarah.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What do you do?
Love or list it?
Yeah.
I guess I'm not familiar with what that means. Oh. I'm sorry.
Well, so you're a new listener to the show. That's good. So
I
this
am,
is
yeah.
It's love them or list them. And so in this situation, do you think they should actually get together, or should she stay far, far away from it? Do you think this is a setup?
Yeah. I think she should stay far away, because I would question whether the two engaged couple were in on it together and sending her text messages while sitting next to each other, just waiting to see what her response would be.
Yeah, testing the friendship. We've had some people also text in to say the same thing. So
Okay. Do
the right thing and stay far away from it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you, by the way, for joining the show, Sarah.
Yeah, thank you.
We appreciate it. That's awesome, a new listener.
Could you imagine in that moment where you're both sitting there with your phone and you text that you want to do something, and you're waiting for the little bubble to pop up on whose phone first? The fiance, the boyfriend's like, oh boy, here we go. Here we go.
Here's some text. List, don't get it on with either of them. List, they're getting married. Yeah.
Well, but they're the ones asking.
That's right. Keep quiet and no last call. You don't always need to talk about past lovers. No last call. That's so funny.
You don't. I mean, what? That's, I don't know.
I know a lot of couples. I know that's weird, but I know a lot of couples who do that. They'll bring up everything. Anybody they've ever been with, anytime, and they want no secrets.
How would you feel if Taylor asked for one last night of fun to go out and, you know, do it up before he gets married?
I would know that he was not the person for me.
It would be over then.
It would just be, even if he asked and didn't do it. Even if you've said, hey, this is what I want to do, I'm curious.
And it's with a complete stranger. I just want to go find one girl to be with for one last night before we get married.
That would just make me realize that our morals and stuff weren't in the same spot.
Yeah.
That would be a really big red flag.
Okay. Would he be cool if you did it?
No, I don't think so.
You were able to go through that notebook one more time.
Jeez.
That encyclopedia.
Oh, God.
If you were able to pull out A, B, C, or F, which one would you go with?
Okay, let's go to Leah. Love him or list him. What do you do?
Hey, so guys, I think that she should love the idea.
I am so surprised that people are supporting this. This is craziness, Leah.
Yeah, well, I've been in kind of the same situation as her. I mean, the person that I was seeing, they weren't getting married or anything, but I mean, it was pretty much the same situation where I liked both of them. And at one point, I just walked up and kissed the girl and looked back at the guy, and it led on from there. So I think she should kind of do something like that.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
So, okay, sorry, Haley. This isn't one in a million.
This never happens in my life. If I walked up to somebody and just randomly kissed them, they'd be like, oh.
No, they would file a restraining order.
Yes, I would be arrested.
Yes, that's exactly what would happen. Okay, Leah, so it's a vote of love. And by the way, is the relationship still happening?
No, this was like about a decade ago. So okay. It's well over and done with.
Okay, it's still fun, though. Thanks for calling. So, Sherry, you have an idea for us?
Yeah, what I'd like to see happen is she tell them, yeah, I'm on for doing it for with both of you, and just, you know, secretly, of course, and then telling them both to go to this certain hotel, and she backs out, but then they're still at the hotel, just the man and the woman.
Oh,
my gosh.
I'm in room 226. Go ahead. Here's the key card. Go ahead up there. Have fun.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine?
How do you explain that?
Yeah. And then you hear the words, oh, it's you. What are you doing here?
It's like the Pina Colada song all over.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there you are. All right. Thank you, Sherry. Let's see. Larissa?
Yeah. So if we go with the idea that they both know about it and that they're trying to see what she would say, I think maybe they're trying to see if she'd be willing to be like a side girlfriend for both of them. You know how couples sometimes have that extra girl that is part of their relationship?
No, I don't know about that. I don't know about the extra girl. Is that a thing, Larissa?
Yeah, I've heard of it before.
Really?
Married couples get with different people. Sometimes it's women, sometimes it's men, and they just kind of have them as like a girlfriend for the couple.
No kidding. Wow.
Just
is that something you
the
do?
Three of us.
No, not me personally, but I do know someone who did do it. So.
Okay. So
maybe I should get back into the dating game.
Things could get real interesting.
Having a little side piece just, I just doesn't make sense to me at all.
It doesn't, because why? For me, I'm with that. You guys on the same morals things. Like, what is the point of getting married then? If you're like, yeah, I really want to be with you forever,
well,
forever, forever. But I'd also like her forever, too, with our three group.
But you're not cheating if you've decided it's the three of you together.
Oh,
I guess. I don't know.
Perked up on that one.
Lynn, you've been there, like, as in this same situation?
Like, not where I was, like, with the bride and the groom. I was actually in a situation of where I was the bride. I needed, like, one little last hurrah. I was nervous about getting married. I was super young. To this day, I'm still married. I'm very happily married. But to be honest, I regret it. So if I were talking to the maid of honor in this situation, I would just approach it as, look, I don't want you to go into this with any regrets.
Mm-hmm. So was the person you slept with, is it someone that you knew or a stranger?
Someone I actually knew. Yep. Yeah.
And does your husband know about it?
Nope.
Oh, to this day. How many years has it been?
Oh, like over 10.
Now, you can be honest about this if you want. Do you think if it would have been a stranger, you'd feel the same regret?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it was more just like, again, super young, like, holy crap. kind of one of those, like, what am I doing? And I did even approach him saying, I think we need to wait. And he wasn't willing to, so.
Wow, okay.
I kind of had like a minor moment of like, holy crap, and then came the day and I was actually like super happy. I'm still happy, so. But either way, looking back at it, again, I was young. I just wish I handled it differently.
Yeah, that's fair. So. You know, you can hear it in Lynn's voice, and thank you for calling the regret. And so I hope that Haley thinks about that, you know, what she could potentially put her best friend, Tanya, into and how she might feel moving forward. I wish I would have done that with you before I got married, you know?
Yeah, gosh. I mean, you can look back on the past and say it happened, it's over, but don't add this to it.
Yeah, and it's your best friend. She's going to be in your life. So could it get awkward down the line?
Yes, it could. Here's a text. Get all three on the phone for Brutal Honesty.
Oh, God. Boy.
Let's one Brutal Honesty at a time, mister.
Just saying. It's a really great idea. Good thing we do have a Brutal Honesty at 8:30.
Yes.
All right. That'll be interesting. Someone else wanted to know, how do I get to be the extra girl? Just asking for a friend.
Is there a website or something?
Some sort of application, or how do I get that?
Is there a website for that? Extragirl.com? Like,
oh, I wouldn't go to that website.
What is that?
Oh, are you familiar?
I would just imagine that's probably not good. Extragirl.com is not going to be like a movie site or anything.
Well, it's a particular kind of movie site.
Sure is.